I really would like to welcome Secretary Austin, dear Lord, to NATO again. For you, you have been here many times, more than I've been here personally, because I'm only here since 3 weeks. And basically, the agenda for the next 2 days is very much focusing on issues where you personally and the United States have provided leadership. This afternoon, the meeting with our Indo-Pacific partners, and also the EU being present in that meeting. Because we cannot look at the world just as the Euro-Atlantic region and Indo-Pacific region. They are connected. And there are many threats and challenges which we have to face together. And I know this is particularly on your mind, the President and the United States as a whole. Then tonight, Ukraine. If there is one ally from day one which has provided the military aid necessary for Ukraine to fight off the onslaught of Russia starting at the end of February 2022, it was the United States. And I want to salute you for your personal leadership in bringing together the Ramstein Coalition. And I know from the Ukrainians how important this has been from day one for them to make sure and understand and feel psychologically, but also in reality, that they were not alone. Thank you for that. And then, of course, tomorrow we will focus at many other issues. They will be important. And particularly, I want to commend here the U.S. leadership on ramping up the money we collectively spent on defense. It was in 2014, far below 2%. And now, as an alliance as a whole, even if you would not figure in the U.S. numbers, it is at 2%. And we all know, and I know you agree with this, we have to increase defense spending. That will be debated tomorrow and probably in some of the meetings following after this one, and of course up to the meeting in The Hague when we have our summit next summer. But you all know we stand ready now, but if you want to be standing ready for the longer term, we have to ramp up our money, our defense spending, and it is the US and also you personally and the President leading that. So again, thank you, Lord, for being here and being such a staunch ally and defending this part of the world, helping us to do that. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the kind words, and congratulations on your first defense ministerial. And you're right, I have been here a couple of times. This is my 14th defense ministerial. And each time it gets better and better. It's a real delight to be back in Brussels. So today we'll have an opportunity to build upon the vision that we set out in July at the 75th anniversary summit. It was a really, really good event. The critical work is, you know, our focus on defending the territory and people of every country in NATO. And in that vein, I think we got to work together to strengthen defense and deterrence. And I look forward to some great discussions on that. As you've mentioned, we do have our partners from the Indo-Pacific here with us. And so we'll have an opportunity to discuss our shared security interests. And that'll be, I think those will be great discussions. In addition to that, we'll talk about what we're doing to provide additional security assistance to Ukraine. And so I look forward to talking with Minister Umerov, who will be here as a part of that discussion. And so I think this is going to be a great session. Again, congratulations for taking on this very tough and important job. I know your first ministerial is going to be a tremendous ministerial, so I look forward to some great discussion.
You were putting the bar quite high. Thank you so much.
Thank you.